that we want to leave that part of it open for you.
The charrette, or public brainstorming session, gave residents and anyone interested in the growth and development of Charlotte a chance to share their ideas. Around 70 people broke into groups at one point to tour different sections of the port. I hopped onto a group who was surveying a gravel lot just east of the port at the base of a small hill. Here, they strategized how to help develop the land without blocking views from Lake Avenue. Attendees included architects, urban planners, Charlotte residents, and just concerned city residents. Amber Powers lives in the South Wedge, but still wanted to help generate ideas for Charlotte. She grew up spending summers out here.
Having a process where everyone gets a say and the design makes sense for the community that's involved. I think we don't do enough of that in Rochester.
Teresa Kubiak grew up in Charlotte, moved away for 30 years, and has made her way back to the Lakeside community. She said she's very invested in its development.
I came back because I want to be near here.
And what?
I've been all over the world, and I don't know any place so beautiful as the end of that pier.
Ideas will be compiled into a report, and another public forum will be held in early 2018 to share the results. Caitlin White, WXXI News.